views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts that we are doing today on this show, if you listen to the show later, they will still be available to you through the Higher Self Network. And, you know, we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is one of my favorite is Leroy Maloof. And Leroy is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person, on the phone, and Skype, and also and for individual sessions. And he also teaches the positive power of being neutral. He is the founder of Energetic Well-Being Process, the author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose, and a bunch of other things. Leroy, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. But if I kept going on what all you were doing, we wouldn't have a radio show. So I know, like, you and I had talked just before this, and we want to talk about negative psychic energy and what that is and how it affects people. And so it's been a while since you've been on the show. So I just want to give you the floor and just tell us what you want to tell us.
Okay. Well, when I was a little boy, way back, by the way, I'm 86 now, and going strong.
Yeah, 86 going strong, and how many years married?
We had our 65th anniversary a month ago, so.
Congratulations. I saw the pictures on Facebook, and you looked happy.
Oh, very happy. I'm very fortunate with my good wife, Tony. And as I was thinking about the show, I was remembering way back in back in college, and I had a huge spiritual experience. And I couldn't really talk about it because I'd start talking about it and people would kind of think I was a little crazy. which I could have confirmed for them.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
Leroy, if you say insane and you say it slow, it's a good thing.
Well, early on, we had a couple from down the street come see us. Actually, he was a Baptist minister. And their oldest son had committed suicide in his bedroom in their house. And that had been a while ago, but they came and said, And they knew, you know, I was interested in spiritual things. And they said, there's something in his room and we cannot get rid of it. So could you help us? So my wife and I went, and the four of us were standing in a circle holding hands in his room. And I said, okay, what's going on here, basically? And I got a vision of two of the ugliest, what I would call demons, that you can imagine. And it comes under the heading of what I now call negative psychic energies. Needless to say, this piqued my attention in it. I didn't fully know how to deal with such things at the time. I just knew from reading scripture, I just basically said, okay, then, Jesus, I believe these are for you.
And, yep. If you don't know what to do, just hand it over to God.
And they went away.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first saw, one of them just kind of looked at me and said, who the heck do you think you are? There was other words in there, but it was like, oh, my God, my knees were shaking a little bit. But they left. And so I started saying, wait a minute, what's really going on here, you know? And I eventually began to label different negative psychic energies. And there's a whole range of them.
So, Leroy, I just want to interject here just ask you a question before we go through them. When you say this, I can just feel a lot of fear come over people, like, oh, my God, these are real things, you know, not just something that we read about or that's in movies or stuff.
Right.
Yeah. What do you feel about that?
The trouble is, I think a lot of people sense these things, but they don't have a framework or an understanding of how to talk about them, think about them, deal with them. We really need to know how to deal with them. That's the main thing. I put together what I call a psychic protocol for getting rid of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's very simple. First of all, I say, we talk about being energetically strong every day. Well, I say, let's take that further. Think of the full, whatever language or orientation the person has, the full divine light, presence, true self, energies, however a person thinks of that. When I'm working with a person, I say, okay, what's the highest view of how you see yourself, of God, of their universe? And they'll come up with something that says, well, it's the true self or the full self or the higher self. I say, okay. So, and again, one of the things I've talked about on the show before is having a strong 100% energy every day, you know, like starting from the top of your head right down through the center of your body. So we take that a step further and say, okay, just feel the true self with whatever language and feeling you have about that. And then the second step is you remove, eliminate, cast out on the way, unearth, detach, extract, disinvite. So what we want to do is clear the essence and the presence and the impact of these negative energies. The way I think about it is you clear zero minus infinity for the past, zero plus infinity for the future. In other words, we want to go full bore on this. So, and then the third step, all these energies have to exist somewhere. So we send them off. And again, there's a variety of where we might send them. So I kind of list the possibilities. We send them off to the light, to black holes in the energy, in the universe, dark energy, dark matter, other universes, dimensions, frequencies, times and spaces,
mm-hmm.
where the true self directs them to go. And very importantly, where they cannot affect another being.
Ah, okay. So that I've never heard you say before. We've been working together for 10 years now. So, yeah. And, so not that. So tell me about that.
Okay. So, well, you're just kind of sense it, and you sense where they to send them, and then the fourth one, and this is really important for the person, the situation, the event. In other words, psychic energies can affect a person, their personality, a location, event. Mm-hmm. So what I do then is go free, restore, integrate, independent, protect, completely filled with light and unconditional love, all to the person's 100% positive infinity and beyond. And that's the full protocol.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I know you're always working on protocols, and you know we have to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, I'm just gonna get. I want you to explain to the audience what you mean by a protocol, because for a lot of people, they feel like when people are using their intuition, you know, and insight in this way, that it's happenstance, and you're talking about protocols. So when we come back, I'm just going to get you to explain to people how that makes it more consistent. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest, Leroy Malouf. When we return, we will continue with talking about these negative energies. If you're feeling or experiencing some negative psychic energy, or you just want to say hi or ask a question or wants to clear something else, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelley Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, I just want you to share what you've been up to and how people can connect with you. And then we'll get back to the negative energy talk.
Okay. My website is energeticwellbeing.com. That's all one word. The short version is EWBP.com. Stands for Energetic Wellbeing Process. I'm located in Massachusetts on Cape Cod, beautiful Cape Cod. The thing that I'm focusing on now, I mean, I have some introductory webinars, like I have a 2-hour introductory webinar coming up this coming Saturday. And then in September, I'm planning a 6-month program to really teach people how to clear away symptoms and deal with all the various kind of energies we're talking about. I want to teach people how to do that in depth. And that 6-month program includes like 10 webinars and a bunch of other activities. So that's where I'm focusing.
Cool. And so how can people reach you for that?
Well, they can check in at the website, or they can email us at info@ewbp.com. And the phone number is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. Okay, so back to negative energy.
Okay.
Now that we've dealt with the positive.
Well, there can be ones that people might be more... that they've heard of would be like black magic and negative witchcraft. But there's a lot beyond that. I mean, we also talk about spirit attachments, entities, spirits, people attachments. There's also negative spells, curses, mantras, invocation, incantation. And by the way, this can not only be in this life, but it can be something that a person experienced in a past life. So when I'm working with a client, I check both of those, and we clear both this life and past. Also, people can pick up energies from past life, from ancestors, other dimensions, universes, spaces, times. People talk about implants and transplants. And then there's things like lying, enslavement, indenture, servitude, vendetta, secrets, revenge. And then there's kind of agreements that people enter into, negative pledges, contracts, promises, understandings, commitments, oaths, vows, etc. So there's a lot of different ways we can be affected by, or unconsciously maybe even being part of, or these negative energies. Now, I don't want to say this in a way that causes people to be afraid, so to speak. Because it is very straightforward to deal with them. And like I mentioned before the break, the kind of the 4-step psychic protocol that we use.
Yeah. And so getting back to the word protocol and what that actually means for people, because, you know, to get consistency in energy work, do you want to explain that?
Yeah. It's like step by step. What do you do to deal with it? It's like, you know, when you get an instruction manual, you buy something and you open the instruction manual. Okay.
Only if you're a woman.
No bias there.
I'm just teasing. The protocol allows more consistency because it's like instructions. You know, I always tell people rely on your intuition, and when you get stuck, then go to the protocol.
Yeah. By the way, the other things that is interesting is if you go to Wikipedia and say, and type in psychic abilities, amazing what comes up, like automatic writing, bilocation, multi-location, clairvoyance, death warning, divination, dowsing. There's all faith healing. There's all these, there's about 25 categories
Wow.
of psychic energy that a person can look up there. Now,
so
again,
yeah, so the negative ones are no more powerful than the positive.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, the positive are more, well, I don't even like to call them positive and negative too much because it's more like really weak energy.
Well, you know? Well, yeah, what we're calling negative is those that have cause weakness in some aspect of your energy
orientation. Yeah, so they cause weaknesses in the people that are living in the house or, a lot of times when I'm working with clients, sometimes, their loved ones have passed or whatever, like you say, with this young man. And quite often when if there's any energy that's coming in from like another dimension, and it's not necessarily negative or positive, but you know, there's psychic energy when the room kind of goes cold.
Yeah.
That's the experience I have. And many people I talk to, is that how you also experience it?
Yeah, well, and in fact, one of the frequent things is when people die, oftentimes they do not find their way to the light easily, to where they really need to be. And that's one of the frequent things I do with people. If they say, well, my husband died or my son or whatever, but they still seem to be around, I focus in and see if they're still hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, what I do is call on their angels to come be with them, surround them, and guide them to the light.
Mm-hmm. Like it's very interesting because I just realized on the break here that my dad made his transition 15 years ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
The day before their 44th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And yeah. And so it's kind of, so it's just his energy's coming in right now. Actually, I can feel him. And
yeah.
I feel that in many, sometimes when someone comes in like this, it's not always that they're trapped or they're not going to light. It's that they can. My mom, when she passed, a psychic called me from Vancouver. And I was living in Saskatchewan then. I had never worked there. And she said, your mom's sitting here with me. And she she wants you to know that every once in a while she jumps the line. And that's what she said. And I knew it was my mom. Because that's I never met this woman. And then she told me that there is no rest and peace. She said, I'm busy and helping the babies that die on the planet come over and be held.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she said. And so, this woman told me, and I said, yeah, that would be my mom, but, every once in a while, I haven't, had, my mom around for many, many times, but, my dad, if you test it, sometimes they're hanging around for a family member that they haven't cleared things with totally yet. And so what do you find about that?
Well, I find your dad is still hanging around, that he has not fully gone to where he needs to be in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What is he saying? Well, the first thing that comes out, he's saying how much he loves you.
That's my dad.
Yeah. And he feels, what's the word? Kind of awkward. He doesn't quite know what direction to take. So shall I just do a little quick work
with
him?
Yeah, because the reason I brought my dad in is because he doesn't mind being on the radio.
Well, we're going to ask your dad's angels to make themselves very visible to him right now and present and to surround him. And we're going to say, Dad, you don't need to stay here any longer. Colette feels your love, your presence. She's very grateful for you. And I'm just going to ask you now to not look to the left or the right. Don't be distracted anymore by what goes on in this earth or with the people of this earth or anything around here. I want you to just look to the light, feel your angels around you. Go with them now. Let them guide you, take you. And it's your time now to be fully in the light, to make this full transition. You had a wonderful life, actually. So now it's time to go to the next phase of your existence in this universe.
So, Leroy, what came up as you were working on that, you know, my dad was like paralyzed, you know, in a 36-hour period. And he was 68 at the time. He passed just before he was 72. And he, he had to learn to eat, walk, talk, breathe, do everything over again. So his death was very traumatic because he had been in and out of the hospital and the no resuscitation order was honored. Yeah. And my mom, before I could stop her, she jumped out of the vehicle and went running in after the phone call that he had passed from the hospital.
Yeah.
And they allowed her to see him like that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And it was really traumatic for both her and I.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that's part of the reason why. That he's, you know, like the death didn't feel smooth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So thank you for working on that. I can feel like this is like, I can feel a difference in the energy right now. And do you want to just explain what that is? Because I know you can feel it too.
Well, the where I sense him now, you know, we talk about heaven, but I sense him off right in the light now. And looking back, and with a lot of relief in a way, and peace,
mm-hmm.
and he's fine.
Yeah, I can feel that, and you know, because he, it just feels like there's a completion here.
Yeah,
and so I want to thank you for that, and I just wanted people to experience what it's like when you have a loved one that you can feel is still, you know, that's passed, but you don't feel like they're at peace. Yeah. To for people to experience what that feels like. So anyone who has a situation like that right now, that, you know, you could tune into this, listen to, you know, to your protocol and everything, and that they would automatically be energetically shifting their loved ones, you know, into a better place, wherever that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com for my energy correcting dragon cards and paintings. And I do want to say I started another painting, and she's coming along pretty good, and her name is Insightful. We could all benefit from a little more insight these days. We'll be right back right after this short break. 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to make some shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here. We're talking about how to clear any negative energies. And thank you so much, Leroy, for your wonderful work you just did for me and my dad.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you want to just explain to people also about neutrality? Because you do teach that program. And yes. Just talk a little bit about the value of being neutral.
Right. Okay, well, all right, so let's go back to something we also talked about in the past, about how when we're 5 years old, we're going strong to 90% of our life, playing, laughing, etc. All too quickly, we adults get educated, sophisticated, all that good stuff, and then we're only going strong to 20% of our life.
Wow.
In other words, anytime, what is that 80%? Anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, judging selves, judging others, feeling inadequate, feeling down, et cetera, all those fun things.
And are those, I just wanted you to explain this to people that, because I have a lot of people that do a lot of energy work that tune into this radio show. And how do you suggest that people understand where this energy is coming from when they are in those states? What would you suggest?
Well, first of all and foremost, you see, we've not only gone from 90% strong to 20%, we've lost our awareness of what we're doing that causes our energy to go weak. So first really critical step, like I start right from the top of my head every day and before doing this work, this radio show and before working with a client, I get my energy strong to 100%. Now that we've gotten so used to only being strong to 20% that, like I say, this is really a critical first place to start. So if a person, again, just taps the top of their head and focuses on their midline or central core, however they think of it, their spine, as full of energy and strength and light and love, that's a fantastic starting space. Because if a person does that every day, it starts getting them more aware of what they're doing that's strong, what they're doing that's weak. So that's step one.
And so this is... I just want to say, like a form of meditation, quick.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
I think of it more as a focus. But yeah, it's very much like a meditation.
Well, because when people meditate, they go inward.
Yeah.
And, really interesting, like those soccer boys in Thailand, a lot of them were meditating to keep calm.
Yeah.
And, you know, the power of that, you know, being able to be in that still place. But I just wanted, you know, you and I are both aware that we, you know, a lot of people will take an hour to get to that still place when they're meditating. But we're talking about getting to that still place where you're in that 100% infinite potential and beyond. So in that split second, you're operating beyond 100%, right?
Yes. And the more a person does this consciously, if you will, and they will get stronger and stronger.
So in your experience, have you ever met anyone that can hold that space every second of every minute of every day?
No.
They're not married, right?
Well, here's where neutrality comes in. Let me make two points. Way back when I first heard about meditation, there was a guy from Harvard that had studied meditation. This goes way back, and had written a book about it. And what he found in all the various forms of meditation was a pattern. And he said, if you will just do this focus inside, you know, with your breathing and whatnot, he said, in 4 to 6 weeks, you will experience physiological shifts. Well, you know what? I did that, and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that was one of the first times I just started saying, okay, let's then systematically meditate. And it was very good. And indeed, in 4 to 6 weeks, I started feeling shifts in my body.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is that same type of energy. That because it's a zone, you know, and it's actually a brain rhythm that people go into.
Yeah.
That you know, you are very quick at correcting, and you know, so it's not like you have like that. To get into the state has to take a lot of time. You get into the state in a second.
It's a skill like anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, people learn to cook. They learn to drive.
Well, some people learn to cook.
Oh, well, that's another issue. You know, they learn the skills for their job, whether it's a manual job or an office job or whatever. They're skill building to do that. Well, meditation, being good at meditating, is skill building as well.
Yeah, and everybody can do it.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yes. Yes, you know, and learning to get your central core strong every day. That's skill building.
And so when people start doing this, what happens is it's easier to be neutral when you start learning, or not. It's not about learning. We all know how to. It's just that we've forgotten, a lot of us. Or we have a lot of stuff come up, or it could be these negative psychic energies. But what about the positive psychic energies?
Okay, wait, before we go on, let's get back to neutral a minute. Why is it important? When a person is married, and I've worked with many couples, one of the things I help them to do is get absolutely neutral to everything their spouse says, thinks, or does, or does not say, think, or do. Now, why? That means their reactions are going to go down. You know, what gets us in trouble in a relationship? We start reacting. You did this, you did that, et cetera. You know, blame, et cetera. Well, if you're neutral to what this person says, thinks, or does, the amount of reacting just goes dramatically down. And then you need to be neutral to everything you say, think, or do.
There, I was just going to say, isn't it? Like, it's because it's the people that we're closest to that have the tendency, because we, you know, the more you care about someone and the more you're with someone, the more likely you're not to be as neutral unless you practice this neutrality, right?
Right. And neutrality is about the most powerful place you can be, because it's coming up from a place of no reaction, observation, presence. It strengthens your presence, your being there, your awareness. It's powerful.
Yeah, like I tell people, if you want to, like if you were lost on the street and you didn't know your way and you couldn't find where you were going, if you took an elevator up to a building and, you know, went to the top and looked down, you would be able to see the building and figure out your way. And that's kind of like when we get neutral, we go into this place of observation.
Yeah.
So that we observe ourselves and how and the person we're reacting with. But we do have a caller here, Leroy. So I'm going to take this call.
Okay.
Okay. Carter, who do we have?
We have Rome. Rome, you are on the air with The Truth Is Funny.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Colette. Hi, Leroy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Enjoying the show immensely. I have a question for both Leroy and yourself, Colette. I have a friend, a dear friend, and her husband has been going through brain cancer, brain tumor, and he's at home now, but he's going to be crossing over very, very soon. Everything's shutting down and he can't see and such. And maybe even as we're speaking. So I'm wondering how is the best way to support someone on their journey?
Hey, Leroy, this is beautiful. I'm going to hand this over to you. What would you say in this instance when someone is making that journey right now as we speak?
To support them in the family.
This gets into the other whole issue of what happens when people start grieving and what are the phases they go through and that kind of thing. But basically, I would sit with the person and find out where they are, and I would help them get to neutral on dying, on leaving.
Okay.
See, there's liable to be a lot of guilt about leaving
loved ones behind.
Yeah.
Majaya Sati Bhagavati, who is the one that she taught me a lot about karma, and she looked after a lot of people that were dying of AIDS. And I asked her this question because she'd empowered so many people in this process of this transition. And she said a lot of, like, you know, you can sit at the hospital with someone and sit at the hospital with them. And a lot of times when the family leaves, that's when they pass. Because it's really challenging for people to let go of their loved ones. And so if you get the loved ones neutral to the person leaving, then they can leave with more ease.
Yeah. And so
there's a lot of fear in this situation too.
A lot of fear. It feels like the fear is coming more from the. It feels like the fear is coming more from the people than the person who's making the transition. What are you picking up, Leroy? Let's empower this family.
Please.
Well, okay. Now we also bring the wife is starting to go through a lot of sadness and grief. So she's grieving ahead of time. And in a way, she's trying to be overprotective because she does not want him to be further burdened by her feelings of grief and sadness at his leaving. So in a way, she's trying to keep up a good faith. Let's get her neutral.
What age is this man?
He's in his 50s,
Brian. Because it's coming up, like, the energy being like he's too young.
We need to get both him and the family neutral to his dying an agonizing and painful death. A few hundred quadrillion
layers. His wife has been nursing him at home for about a year.
Yeah. And we need to also get them neutral to him being completely well, cured. See, they're not neutral either way, either him or them, which means they're in a place of reaction at everything that goes on. So we need to strengthen and get them, all the family, neutral to, again, the worst scenario, because that's where their reaction comes from, to his dying an agonizing, painful death, and neutral to the very best, which they don't even dare believe now, given the circumstances. Nututo his living, healthy vitality, and also neutral to him being one with God as he passes. Clear another few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, reaction, despair, sadness, grief. This is also, for all of them, true of this life and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 past lives. Let's clear it all the way back.
Ooh, that five past life, that thing is like really went, you know, you could just feel the energy shift there.
Yeah.
And so that's when you're talking about, Leroy, when we go into the future, right?
Okay, that was going into the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but now it wants to go to the future. Like, what are these people going to do without him, you know?
Oh, So neutral to things being adjusted, neutral to having an easy acclimation and adjustment after he leaves, neutral to being terribly difficult and upsetting and reactive for the rest of their lives. Let's get them neutral to that. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. I just want to check in with Rome. Rome, when you get in touch with this now, like I forgot to get a baseline for you, but on, you know, just using you as kind of like a surrogate for, I'm not even for him I'm getting, but for the entire family. Does he have children?
Yes, a daughter and a son, and
daughter and a son,
young adults, and really feeling tremendous shifting going on. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, oh, this is horrible, to 0, okay, like the family feels more neutral to you, where do you perceive that number to be?
I think it went from a 9 or 10 to a 3. I feel it's about a 3 right now.
That's
three
what I'm
four.
Picking up. So can we get her down to 0? Leroy.
Okay. Hold on.
And the wife is really caring a lot. So you tapped right into that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
The wife is, you know,
exhausted is what's coming up. The wife is exhausted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She was a nurse and she has been nursing her husband.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Also what's coming up is a mother's worry. So, you know, like her having to be strong for the kids, and then what's coming up, the kids having to be strong for her, and nobody's really, it's coming up, like they're not really allowing themselves to go right into that space in their heart where they are saying goodbye to their father, to their husband. And so just strengthening them to that vulnerability. Leroy, what else are you picking up? That's what I'm going to work on that a bit on this end.
Okay, there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 negative psychic energies operating too. We're just going to clear those all away. We're going to apply the psychic protocol to clear those all away.
Leroy, can you identify those 5?
What are the negative psychic energies?
Yeah, the ones that you picked up.
Okay, hold on.
Because there's more than that, but there's 5, right, that are really...
Oh, there were spirit attachments.
Mm-hmm.
There was negative invocations, incantations, picking up energies from past times. There's some secrets and revenge going on too. And negative commitments, oaths, vows. We're going to deprogram all that. We're going to clear it all away.
Yeah, what I picked up there is, you know, when you make the vow until death do us part.
Yeah.
And so just, you know, allowing that to not having to be, it's coming up like a severe, like almost like someone cutting, amputating a body part is what the wife feels like right now.
Yeah. Let's also help them capture the image of him in full health. Whether he lives or dies, and that he will be fine regardless, and help them to sense his angels and those with the family present and supporting and filling them all and surrounding them with love and presence.
How are you feeling, Rome?
Oh, so grateful, so appreciative, so
calmer. Yeah, calmer. Peaceful.
Looking at a tree right now, a nice tall green tree.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, it was a beautiful opportunity for Leroy to, you know, show this in another way. We do have another caller. We have about 4 minutes, Leroy,
okay.
for a caller. So we're going to take her and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. We're all feeling so good. Thank you so much. Please bless your work. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Rome. And we have Carter. We have Marie from Paris.
Marie, you're on the air.
Wow. Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Marie. We only have a few minutes to work on whatever you want to work on. So I'm just going to get you to tell Leroy what's bothering you and let him do it.
I guess just worries about my little mini me, the bun in the oven. just for medical care for the. Thank you for the health of me, for the child, and for the child.
Okay, Leroy. We just like to get a baseline 0 to 10, 10 being like I feel totally unsafe and I don't know how I'm going to do it, to 0 being I'm totally neutral. To
yeah, I'm at an 8.
Eight, okay. Leroy.
Is this your first child?
Leroy has children, so he knows.
Yes.
this is your first, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
40.
How many months pregnant?
2.
Yeah, I was getting 3. Okay.
Between 2 and 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting more 3 too. Or like the
Marie, I'm picking up you'll have to help me here. I'm picking up some past either negative images or experiences with pregnancies. You haven't been pregnant before, right?
No, I haven't. But that wouldn't surprise me because there's been a lot of chaos with the father.
A lot of chaos with what?
With the father.
With the father. But also, has there been, it feels like there's been either a friend or someone in your family who had difficulty in their pregnancy. Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Let's try it another way. What have you heard can be difficulties with pregnancies? There's some kind of negative anticipation going on.
It's her age.
Ah, okay.
I'm picking up her age. She's 40. They'll tell you if you're turning...
Oh, 30. 30 she is.
No, she's 40.
Oh, I thought you said you're 30.
No, 40. Okay. So, yeah, they'll tell you right away that you're too old to have a baby at 40, but that's not true.
Okay, so we want to take...
Yeah, they have, like, higher risk for everything, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how many warnings about this you've bought into, this and other things. 100, 200, 300, 400, about 400 warnings. Let's see how much aging and degeneration you bought into, 100, 200, 300. Let's see how many shoulds and shouldn'ts, musts and mustn'ts, can and can'ts, do's and don'ts you bought into, 100, 200, 300. Okay, we're going to take every single one of these things that you bought into, every way they've affected you, every interaction between them, and we're just going to remove them. We're going to hit the delete key, wipe them off your hard drive.
There we go. Leroy, we have to go. Sorry,
okay,
Marie.
We're going to reprogram to a lovely, fantastic pregnancy and birth and childhood.
Thanks.
And relationship
Thank
with your
you.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Marie, for calling in. Thank you to everybody listening in that. I just wanted to say, if you still want to get in on my facial re-engineering, my Be Irresistible Telespa for tomorrow, you can still check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. Leroy, you know, we have about 1 minute left. Parting words for everybody.
Self-acceptance. Take every single thing that you don't accept about yourself and just shift. It's time to kind of go inside whenever you feel a lack of acceptance and just start expressing love to yourself with thank you, I love you, and I love you, thank you.
Thank you, Leroy, I love you. You have an amazing day. Thank you for everyone listening, and we'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time.
Bye. Thank you for your fabulous program. Goodbye, everybody. Love and big hugs.
Thank you, Leroy.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.